Blog Talk Radio.
Hey Siri, call Gene Pringle.
Calling Gene Pringle. Home.
This is Gene.
Okay, Gene, I'm back on here, so I'll be starting off the show right now. I'll call in anytime. Thanks,
okay,
Gene.
Okay, I've been calling in. It gives me a recording and it hangs up.
Yeah, I'm on now, though. I'm just on now. I'm on now. I just
okay.
Called in.
All right, I'll call in again.
All right, bye.
All right. Okay, this is Montana Gazette Radio. I am your host, James White. Thanks so much for joining me here today. On the show, we had some technical difficulties. Of course, right before the show starts, camera decided to stop working, and I had to upload the new drivers for the camera. Don't know how, what that is. One of those things that just happened right there at the end here. So we took care of that, and we're expecting our guest, Gene Pringle, to come on here. This is a brand new phone number that he's been trying to call here, and hopefully we can have him on. I just spoke to him on my mobile phone here just a minute ago, and he should be calling in to the show line here, and we're gonna have him on the show. Sorry, a little rattled here, folks. I mean, that, you know, when it happens right here before the show begins, it kind of, that sucks. But we're gonna carry through, and we're gonna continue to try to bring you the latest information that we can bring you here on the broadcast. Now, we've been kicked off of YouTube again for another 2 weeks for telling the truth. And they went way back into February and kicked me off, and cited some sort of something I did in February, apparently, that caused them to give me another 2-week suspension. We've moved this show over to the Blog Talk version anyway. You can listen to it live over on MontanaGazetteRadio.com. That's MontanaGazetteRadio.com. It should be streaming the live show. Let me check that real quick. It should be streaming the live radio show here right now. I hope it doesn't pop up when I bring this on. It might. But let's see here. So yeah, it's live now, so you can go right on to MontanaGazetteRadio.com, and right down there you see where it's the Blog Talk Radio link, and you can call right into the show. We're not going to have calls right here now, but let me call Gene back really quick here and see if I can get him on the line. I don't know, maybe he took the wrong number down or whatever, but let me give Gene a call here real quick. Sorry, folks, live radio, doing what we can here to bring you the news. Hey, Siri, redial.
Gene Pringle, home.
Again, we're going to call Gene here real quick and get him the right number. Be right back with you.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Gene, did you try to call the number?
I've tried to call 3 times. So, it keeps getting the recording that's going to be blocked for the next 24 hours.
So 515-602-9736? 515?
It's blocked for the next 24 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, that number is being blocked.
515-602-9736 is being blocked.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Interesting. All right then. Wow. Okay. I can probably create a Zoom meeting and have you call in on the Zoom meeting. It's going to take a minute for me to get it set up. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, folks. Well, that's not good news. For some reason, Gene said his phone number is being blocked and he can't get into the show here, which, it's not good. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to move around this and go and open up a Zoom meeting and create a Zoom meeting and get that information over to Gene so he can get on the show. Interesting that they blocked his number for some reason from on the Blog Talk. He said he's called 3 or 4 times. So we're going to try to I guess move around this here. And that is Monday. So let's get a meeting here with Gene going up on Zoom. Maybe we can get him here on the broadcast. Again, folks, live radio here, just trying to trying to do what we can here to overcome these. And this isn't the first time this has happened before on some of my shows where we have issues, and all you really can do is just carry on forward. So we're going to give Gene the number here to call, and again, give him a phone number here and a code. And we'll be right back here after I call Gene real quick. And we'll have Gene on the line here in just a moment. I wish I could play some music or something, but I can't. I don't have it to play. But I'll be right back here with you in a minute. Hey, Siri, redial.
Calling Gene Pringle. Home.
Thanks for your patience, folks. We'll be sure to have Gene on here in about 3 minutes or less. Hey, Gene, got a pen and a piece of paper? You want to take this down real quick for me? 669-900.
Okay.
6833. Dial that number, and then I'm going to give you a meeting ID, okay?
Okay.
850-9711-5125. And then there's a passcode. Last number, 853-107. I'm going to start the meeting right now. Call in when you can.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye. Okay, folks, there we go. Gene should be calling in a minute. Sorry about that. And let's start this meeting now. This great thing about technology is you have multiple ways to go around it. Don't know why the Blog Talk isn't working properly. I just don't know why. So obviously I can't take any calls today. I would click the live stream to see if the Blog Talk's working on the website, but I don't want to have it going on twice. So again, folks, we do appreciate your patience. We'll have Gene the Tax Man on here any moment. He'll be coming on the show as soon as we launch the Zoom meeting, providing that works. there's been a rash of technical difficulties, and a lot, not just me, in a lot of other places, a lot of other hosts as well are having problems. So we're here logged into Zoom now, and we expect Gene to be coming in any moment. We'll invite him into the show. If you haven't heard the previous episodes with Gene Pringle here on this broadcast, you're in for a treat. He's a walk-in encyclopedia when it comes to tax law, really it's just a criminal fleecing of us. The definitions they use to describe us as far as who we really are, as far as taxpayers. And I mean, it's preposterous, the con they ran on us for so long. And Gene has broken that all down on previous shows before. And if you want to see the interviews that we've done with Gene, you can go to Northwest Survey News on YouTube. And I fully expect the way that they've been hammering here recently that they're going to find some other reason to give me one more strike on the YouTube, I'm sure, probably before long. And they will take my channel down. I'm trying to back up my videos. I'm most all of them backed up. And I do local recordings of all these shows. But I don't know if I have every one of them backed up, like 100% of them. I have a lot of them backed up. I'm not sure if I have every one of them. But nonetheless, we do appreciate you continue to watch us on these other platforms. And again, you can go to MontanaGazetteRadio.com. That's MontanaGazetteRadio.com. And you can listen to the Blog Talk live. And I will start to have guests in town this week. I was going to go full-blown daily shows at 9 a.m., but we've got, I guess, some other plans that preclude that. But when I do get in the swing, we're going to be doing daily shows, hour a day, taking phone calls for people to call in and participate in the broadcast. And we're looking forward to that. I should be interviewing, we're scheduled, I think, to interview Teresa Manzella tomorrow. Hold on a second. I get another call from Gene here. Hi, Gene. It's not working?
No, it's not working. It's a continuous busy signal. I've dialed four times.
I don't know what the heck's going on, Gene. There's something wrong with you and I just not not wanting to have us want to talk today. I just don't get it, man. So that was
can we do it over this phone?
No, we can't do it on this phone. I can't do it. We're just gonna have to.
You got a different call-in number.
Nope, this is all I got. We got the call-in number for Blog Talk, and I got my backup number, which you just tried. It isn't working. So we're gonna have to just reschedule or something, Gene. I'm not sure what's going on. I don't know why you can't call in a Blog Talk. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm live.
It says it's blocked for 24 hours.
Okay. Well, I'm live on the air, Gene. I'm sorry, man. We'll catch up soon.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Later.
Okay. So it doesn't look like Gene Pringle is going to be here today, folks. He can't. It's not a lot. It just comes up with the busy signal on Zoom. Who knows why? But we can't get Gene. We've never had this many problems getting Gene on the show before. But we are having problems today. The initial, let me close down the Zoom since no one will be coming in on Zoom. We had the initial Blog Talk radio call-in, which mostly works most of the time. Now we had the Zoom as a backup, and that is not working either. So we are not going to be having Gene Pringle on the show today. I apologize for that. But that is a little bit beyond my control at this point. So what we are going to do, though, is we can go to the Montana Daily Gazette, and we can talk about the Montana Daily Gazette, the articles on there, which is what our backup move will be. So let me take a quick commercial break here, and then what I'll do is when I get back on the other side, I'll get this stuff set up here with the Daily Gazette, and when I get back on the other side of the commercial break, we'll just pick up the news and start covering the news because there's a lot of it. That's for sure. There's no shortage of that. There was a great meeting I didn't get to attend last night here in the Flathead Valley. The guest speaker there last night at the event will be in the studio here a little bit later on for an interview. Cheryl will be here today, this afternoon, and I'll be releasing that interview later on tonight or tomorrow. But anyway, stick with us here, folks. We appreciate your patience. This is the world we live in, the technological world, and sometimes it doesn't work as much as you'd like it to. Don't know why Gene can't call in, but it is what it is. So we'll reschedule Gene Pringle to come back. Maybe we'll have a Freedom Friday on Monday and get him back here because I think Ron Gibson's coming next Friday. So hang with us. We'll be back after these brief messages here on Montana Gazette Radio. Okay, it appears that the audio is not working for that, which is a great thing. So we won't be having that second commercial, apparently. I'm your host, James White. Thanks for coming back, hanging out after the break. Yeah, something's up here with this configuration here with this computer or something. I'm not sure, but it's been acting kind of funny lately. So I might have to look. I just thought I would fix the software issue here, but it looks like it's there's some lingering issues that have to be determined. Anyway, thanks so much for joining me here. I'm James White, your host. This is Montana Gazette Radio, and what we're going to do here is we are going to open up some of the news, and we're going to check it out here. And give me a second, and I will have it open. And thanks again for your patience. This has been one of those. Let's remove that, and let's remove that, and let's add the Montana Daily Gazette, and there we go. All right. Okay, let's start talking about some of the news here in Montana specifically. So I'm not sure if you've, I just published this here this morning, this is a repost. I believe it's from Breitbart. Boy, I tell you, it just never ends. It just amazes me, the world we're living in. But you see here, the title is The New Normal, Migrants Flourish While American Families Suffer. The migrant border crossers to receive $72,000 per person in housing benefits from the Biden administration. And again, this is from Breitbart. President Joe Biden's plan to house migrants in the United States hotels is set to cost taxpayers about $72,000 per border crosser awarded a room, analysis details. Somebody's knocking at my door, of course, for the trifecta. So I'm going to turn my live on air sign on, and let's see if they go away. So this is not good news. We've got the Biden administration granting border crossers. They awarded them $86 million contract to pay for hotel rooms for border crossers for 1,200 families. $86 million for 1,200 families, while 86 million families in America get $1,200, right? Folks, I don't know how much longer this can continue. The weight of this is going to collapse this country. This is something that's not sustainable, and we know this. We had on the broadcast yesterday here, we had the Steve Wagner from Montana, from the Tactical Civics on the program. If you didn't get a chance to see that show, great interview with Steve. That was really enjoyed having him on the program. It's not the first time he's been on, but he was on yesterday talking about specifically Tactical Civics and the militia and the citizens grand jury, which is going to be key. And, you know, you're going to be hearing a lot more about that stuff as we go forward, folks, because it's important stuff. It's important stuff for us to. It's important for us to understand our rights because if we don't understand them, if we're not educated on them, we really don't know what our rights are. Then it's easy for them to take them from us, and that's what you're seeing happening now. But the good news is all across the Flathead Valley and across the country, people are standing up to the tyranny. People are coming together. They're having Constitution classes that are just jam packed with folks. And this is something that we're delighted to hear this. And this is something we've been calling for a long time. You know, as I've stated before here on this show, the person that we have to rely on is us. I mean, we can't expect someone else to come and solve the problem for us. I mean, we realize what's going on now. You know, they pretty much stole the election from Trump, and, on its face, it doesn't look like much is being done about it. And people can say, well, you know, they come up with all these different things and this is going on and look at this. And yeah, is there some strange things going on? Yeah, there certainly are some strange things going on. Some of these things just don't make sense. But as far as I can tell, right, and I know people say, well, there's stuff going on. It's 4D chess and it's all going on behind the scenes. You know, there's could be a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, right? But what I'm seeing is that the last election was openly stolen with ample evidence to prove that fact. And it doesn't seem that anybody's going to be getting in trouble for it, or anybody is not going to pay a price for that, which certainly is troubling. We do realize that we can never have, if the elections are stolen from us, what's the use really? We realize that we can't have a free and open and fair society with people stealing elections and getting away with it. Because they're going to steal the next election too, and then the next one, then the next one. And in the meantime, they're going to let, I think they said in the last, so far this year, they've let 24 or 25,000 of these migrant crossers into the United States, just released them into the population. Again, you know, I'm not against families trying to make a better life for themselves. I get this. I realize this. I mean, they come from a bad, you know, bad war-torn and, you know, bad areas. But what you really need to do is you need to, like, come together and repair your own town, like your own city, your own state, your own country is what you need to do if you can. You need to come together and do that. And if you, as many people that mobilize to, in these hordes of people that mobilize to come to the United States, if those same hordes would mobilize against the establishment enemies that are really the ones that are holding them down, if they would do that, then they would overcome this tyranny. And I don't know why they don't. I mean, I know a lot of them are not armed, most of these places get disarmed, like what they're trying to do to us now. They're trying to disarm us. That's what they do before they capture society completely and fully, is they have to disarm them. And that's what you see. That's why you see them working so hard here. The left is working so hard right now to disarm us, to disarm. And here's the thing. There's a lot of people that are on the left. For a while there, they were the number one gun purchasers, and people taking gun training were those considered to be on the left. So they're really harming some of their own peeps, but I don't think that really concerns them too much from where I sit. Again, folks, we were expected to have Gene Pringle on here. We had some difficulties. Both of the numbers that we had for Gene, he could not get in on. Don't know what the heck's going on with that. Really don't. But fact of the matter is that he didn't make it. So he didn't make it here to the show. I talked to him on my mobile line, but we can't pull that here on this. We can't pull that into here through this system. So not yet anyway. Okay, so as I stated, we had Steve Wagner from Tactical Civics on the show with us, and he talked about, I wanted to actually replay this. I pulled this out here, his response to Chuck Schumer, saying that the state Republican legislatures are one of the biggest threats to democracy. So I wanted to play that video here real quick. It's just a very quick clip here. It's only a couple of minutes. I'm going to play that again here from yesterday's show, and we'll cover that here just one second here. So they're lawbreakers and oath breakers, so says Steve Wagner, and I say I can't disagree with them. I can't disagree with them at all on that. They are oath breakers, they are lawbreakers, and they are doing it openly. They're doing it openly now there's no pretense of them. They speak out of both sides of their mouths, of course. We have Biden on the show, on this press conference here saying that we want to unite. We need to unite people, while he says that he thinks that Supreme Court should start outlawing and banning certain firearms and magazines and accessories and that type of thing. When you find out that most people that are being rounded up for this Washington D.C. thing here have been conservatives. The majority of them have been Washington for this December, or this January 6th non-event. Really, where they opened the doors and let people come in, and now they're arresting those people. It's just an absolute, and why the real criminals continue to go free. I mean, it's a lawlessness beyond belief. But again, the good news is that a lot of good people are waking up, and they're not going to be putting up with the tyranny much any longer. So I'm not sure if you guys have seen this here, if you're in Montana. Resident, but we're going to cover this here. Let's see here. Let's look at this here. This has become national news here. John Lott, this great work And this is a story from Montana Daily Gazette here. I think it was posted yesterday. The voter fraud in Missoula is getting national attention. At least 5% of the votes are fraudulently cast. And there's Jordan Hall, the publisher here of Montana Daily Gazette. But they stole the votes everywhere, folks, it looks like. And there was voter fraud all across the country and even here in Montana. There is voter fraud that occurs. And I've covered this numerous times on my show. It's really bad on the reservations. The voter fraud on the reservations is bad. The voter fraud everywhere is bad. But on the reservations is particularly bad. And we're calling for fair and open elections and honest elections, for crying out loud. And here's the problem. I think I had this conversation yesterday with someone. There really is no more left and right, Democrat, Republican. You know this, right? I mean, we use those terms, conservative, liberal. We use those terms because we're used to using them, right? I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're accurate. Really what it comes down to is, and I've said this before, and I still contend that this is the case, you have a group of people that loves this country and a group of people that hates this country. I mean, that's what it really has come down to, folks. This whole Democrat and Republican labels and things like that, they don't mean anything. Pardon me, they really don't mean anything. They really don't. They're really meaningless. Do you have a better chance if you have a Republican to be more conservative and more, have a more moral compass? A lot of times, yeah. All the time? No, certainly. We realize this by seeing what's going on here in D.C. and other places, even here in Montana. Just because they have a certain letter behind their name doesn't necessarily mean that they're on your team. And, they've done a masterful job of doing that false dichotomy of the right-left paradigm that is keeping, you and me and others at odds with opponents on the other side of the aisle, if you will, but really the real enemies are the establishment types that are really pulling the strings. Those are the ones that are really our enemies, not generally a person that's a Democrat. So they may disagree with you politically. Generally speaking, they're not, wanting to burn your building down and pull you out of a car and beat you down. I mean, they're not, generally speaking, that's not the typical person on the left. Now, they probably hate Trump, and they hate probably some of the things you do. They don't agree with them. But that doesn't mean they necessarily want to hurt you or do you harm. That's, again, some do, but majority don't. So it's not like, and they think there's some mass right-wing, bigoted, misogynist militia groups that are forming all around the country that are going to – It's just not fact. I mean, it's just made up. It's media hype. It's media hype meant to continue to keep us in that battle between each other. Again, the more that we battle amongst ourselves and fight amongst ourselves, the more that those at the top they can continue to pull the strings and no one even pays attention to them, because it's always all your anger is directed vertically at your friend and your neighbor and your coworker, not at the people at the top. So. This is a paradigm that we need to change. So let's, what do we have here now? So this is a big thing here that was, I think I covered it here in one of the news things. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled yesterday that there's no constitutional right to carry firearms in public, relegating the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution to something you're allowed to do in the privacy of your own home. The ruling, in a 127-page opinion, struck down an earlier ruling by the court in a Hawaii police chief that a Hawaiian police chief had violated the Second Amendment for requiring citizens requesting a public weapons permit to show that they needed it for their job. So really, this is basically, there is no right, this is really the opinion, there is no right to carry arms openly in public. nor is any such right within the scope of the Second Amendment. So again, like we've talked about here before, previously, or just here on this show, that's one of the main things that has to happen for any tyrant or group of tyrants to take over the population. The first thing they have to do is they have to disarm said population. And they're not going to stop trying to do that, that's for sure. That's why there's bills going through the Montana House right now. And if you're not a fan of or have not followed the Montana Sports Shooting Association and the work of Gary Marbit that he's done in the legislature, you're really missing out on some great bills that he's written, and they really, really helped further our the gun rights of people here in Montana. And there's a couple of them that are getting ready to be voted on here, I think, today or tomorrow, that will sort of leave the federal overlords out of our state, and will not be, you know, enforcing unconstitutional laws. Because, folks, it doesn't really matter how many meetings they have in Congress, how many committees, how many, it could be 1,000 to nothing vote. But if it violates your rights and violates the Constitution, it doesn't count. It's on its face fraud. It's on its face, it's a fraud. And more people are recognizing that. And that's a great thing. We're just running out of time here on the show. And we apologize if you came in to get Gene Pringle. We'll have to reschedule with Gene. So one more thing we're going to cover here. Real quick, because I'm going to be doing a meeting tomorrow with, I'm going to be doing an interview tomorrow with Teresa Manzella. This is going to be big here too in Montana as well. The Public Service Commission commissioners vote to support SB 391 to stop big tech censorship. So we've covered this before. This is a bill that was out by Brad Chita. This is a revised version here in the Senate, brought forth by Teresa Manzella, who I said will be interviewing tomorrow. We're going to talk about this big tech censorship bill and other things that she's got going on. We'll be doing that interview early tomorrow morning, and then I'll be releasing it probably the next morning, probably Sunday morning. So that's all for today. We appreciate you joining in. We appreciate you looking in. Sorry we had some technical difficulties here, and we couldn't get Gene Pringle for some reason. The phones didn't work, both sets, the original phone and the backup phone. So I'm a little perplexed as to why that would occur on his end. It's not anything that happened here, but both the places he called, I don't know if he's got a line blocker on his phone or something. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is we're going to continue to carry on and try to bring you the truth on as many platforms as that we're still able to be on. And again, if you want to catch this, the Blog Talk, live Blog Talk, and eventually when we get the phones on Blog Talk working, we'll be taking phone calls, you can tune into Montana Gazette Radio. MontanaGazetteRadio.com, and you can listen to it right there on the page. You can listen to it run through your phone or right out there on the page, and I'll be taking it again. I will be opening up the phone lines for phone calls at some point when this works, and I don't know why. I may have to call Blog Talk and find out. At any rate, we appreciate you joining us here today. If you want to support the show, you can go to MontanaGazetteRadio.com, MontanaGazetteRadio.com, Montana Daily Gazette. .com or the flagship Northwest Liberty News, and we are supported by you, the listener, and we do appreciate your support. Thanks so much. Checking out now. Be back again. I'm doing an interview a little bit later on this afternoon with Cheryl Beck. I'll be doing an interview tomorrow morning with Teresa Manzella, and both of those will be posted upon their completion. Appreciate you looking in. Till next time, this is James White for Montana Gazette Radio. Saying bye now. Hey Siri, call Dennis Gomez.
Calling Dennis Gomez, mobile.
What's going on, Jim?
Hey, was that you that came by during my show?
No, I'm having a house.
Somebody came by and knocked on my window. Interesting. Okay. You're the only one that usually knocks on my window. I thought it was you. Okay. I thought that.
Are you interviewing Cheryl?
Not right now. I am later on. Yep.
Yeah, she was good last night.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard she kind of knocked it out of the park, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, if what she says is true, there's a lot of crap coming down.
Oh, yeah, I've interviewed her before.
Yeah.
She's, from what I understand,